You're listening to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. One in 40 American children has an autism spectrum disorder. That's the finding of two new analyses that look at data from the 2016 National Survey of Children's Health. That number is actually even higher than one released by the CDC earlier this year and continues the trend of steadily increasing estimates of the prevalence of autism in the U.S. These new studies also look at a facet of autism spectrum disorder that we've previously had little information about, and that's the prevalence of treatment. The new data show that about a third of children with autism spectrum disorders have not been receiving treatment, either pharmaceutical or behavioral, and parents of autistic children report high levels of frustration with the medical system. Joining me now is Michael Kogan. He's director of the Office of Epidemiology and Research at the Health Resources and Service Administration and lead author of one of the new analyses. Michael, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Heather. Thank you very much for having me on.
The prevalence of autism spectrum disorders seems to rise continually. I mean, this latest estimate, one in 40 children, that's 2.5% of all children in the U.S. And as I noted, even higher than the number that the CDC released earlier this year. Do we know how much of this is an actual increase in autism spectrum disorder and how much of it is increased reporting or increased attention to this whole suite of disorders?
Unfortunately, we don't, Heather. We do know that the prevalence of autism spectrum disorder has increased not only in the United States, but globally in the last 30 or 40 years. And we don't fully know the reasons why. And the increase may be due to a number of factors, including broadening the diagnostic criteria, increasing provider awareness and diagnosis at earlier ages, and of course, with the publicity, it's also increased parental awareness. So if parents see issues, they may be more likely to bring that to a pediatrician's attention. And there's also been an increase in some risk factors, such as more births to older parents.
Michael Kogan, one of the things that's unique about your new analysis is that not only did you look at the prevalence of autism spectrum disorders, but you also looked at the prevalence of treatment. What were some of the takeaways there?
So we looked at it in two different aspects. We looked at how parents of children with autism spectrum disorder, how they compare to children who had other emotional, behavioral, developmental conditions on their frustrations in the family and the need for treatment. And we believe this is the first study to provide national estimates on the treatment for ASD as reported by parents.
And what did you find in terms of the treatment of this disorder?
Nationally, about 27% of parents reported that their child who had ASD was given medication to treat symptoms of irritability in the last year. We also found that 64% of parents said their child who had ASD were given behavioral therapy in the prior 12 months.
That means, on the flip side of that, that about a third of children with autism spectrum disorders are not receiving any treatment, right?
Yes, that would be one of the takeaways. But again, remember that autism spectrum disorder, as the name implies, is a wide range. Symptoms can be quite mild. They could have received behavioral treatment prior to the last year. And so we did not have that level of detail in our study.
One of the things you mentioned also is looking at some of the co-occurring health challenges that these children with autism spectrum disorders are experiencing and the treatment of those. So what did you find in those areas?
Prior studies have shown that about 83% of children with this condition have a co-occurrence of one or more non-autism spectrum disorder developmental diagnoses. And so we know they're more likely to have conditions such as asthma, eczema, gastrointestinal disturbances, and seizures. In our study, we found that about 90% of the kids had another co-occurring condition. And this could tie into why the level of frustration for parents of these children is so much greater. We know that children with ASD are much more likely to need multiple types of services and therefore have a much greater need for care coordination. And so achieving a medical home is a much greater challenge for these children.
And at the same time, kind of going back to the statistics on the prevalence of the disorders, it's potentially even higher among families below the poverty line, whether that's higher diagnosis or higher occurrence, right? But so a lot of children in very challenging situations with these multiple disorders and maybe not the family resources to be able to handle that.
That's correct. I mean, we're seeing that families face really unique challenges in trying to access healthcare services. Parents of children with autism were much more likely to report that was a big problem to get specialist care when they needed it. They were much more likely to report that they did not get needed mental health care for their children. And we compare them to two other groups. One I mentioned earlier, that's children who had other emotional, behavioral, developmental conditions, and the other group was all other children. So even compared to both of these groups, parents of children with ASD were significantly more likely to report these problems and other problems. You know, they were twice as likely to report being usually or always frustrated in their efforts to get services for their children compared to children with other conditions, and 10 times more likely to report that than other children.
Wow, 10 times more likely to be frustrated with the medical system. That's a pretty huge disparity.
Yes.
Do these findings surprise you, or does it kind of fall in line with what you might expect given what we know about the challenges of raising and caring for children with autism spectrum disorders?
It's not surprising compared to all other children. In some aspects, it was surprising compared to children with other emotional, behavioral, developmental conditions, and also just the variety of areas where there was frustration expressed.
Michael Kogan is director of the Office of Epidemiology and Research at the Health Resources Service Administration and the lead author of a new analysis of the prevalence of autism spectrum disorders and also the treatment of those. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Heather.
Coming up, we demystify blockchain. Living Lab Radio continues after a short break.